This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there, this is the Saturday Quiz Podcast and I am your host, John Leary. As you know, I ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper and a different pair of guests each week try to answer them. This week, those guests are both friends of mine. One of them was recently seen playing Dr. Lewis Hayes on the long-running soap Home and Away, and the other can be currently seen as the cult member Corey Smythe-Jones in the long-running soap Neighbours. Welcome to the show, Luke Arnold and Lawrence Boxall.
Hello.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen.
I love that that's where we are. I didn't realise, yeah, we are representing both sides of the Aussie soap scene, are we?
Yeah.
The Aussie soap spectrum. Hell yeah.
Does that mean you have to fight or something? Are you...
Yeah, we have to meet up in Wagga Wagga, which I believe is roughly between Sydney and Melbourne, and we'll just duke it out.
Yeah, we would have, except, I mean, Neighbours is done now, right? So I guess Home and Away won.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
How was your time in Summer Bay, Luke Arnold?
Really enjoyable. It was great. It was beginner's little love interest, turned into a complete nutter, which I think is the soap arc that is quite common. So it was great fun. Bit of everything in a very short amount of time.
And Larry, you are a villain, correct?
Villain, yeah. Sort of begin as a love interest and turn into a complete nutter. I'm really going to the Luke Arnold School of Acting on this one.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I actually don't know if I'm revealed as a cult member yet.
I should excise that from the introduction.
In Australia, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's all over. If you look up sort of like Corey Neighbours, it's everywhere.
As I'm sure many of my listeners are doing right now. Corey from Neighbours.
Corey from Neighbours. Yeah. I had no idea what the part was when auditioning. It just said, he's an IT consultant. And I get there and I go, oh, no, you're literally the devil. You're like, you are Satan in a floppy hairdo.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So
that's a pretty good role.
Yeah. It was good. It was a lot of fun. And on for the next like month and a bit, 2 months, I think. Yeah.
Excellent.
I've done a cult leader before too. It's on a show called Salvation.
Oh, what about Preppers? You were a bit of a kind of cult.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I kind of did it there too.
Preppers as well.
That got a bit cult leadery too. It's when my hair grows to a certain length. They call me back in for it. So yeah, I'm sure another one will come when this grows out.
Have you done a culty boy, Johnny?
I don't think I have done a culty boy. No, I'm probably just a cult follower. Probably that's how you'd cast me.
Yeah, or the cop who comes in.
Or the cop who comes in goes,
things get a little bit culty around here, are they?
No.
Yeah. Now listen, this new season of the Saturday Quiz, I've been asking my guests if they have a favourite piece of trivia. Do either of you have a favourite piece of trivia?
Ooh. Well, I know a pig orgasm lasts for 30 minutes.
How do you know that?
Redacted. I don't know if that's my favourite one.
Lasts for 30 minutes?
Apparently.
Gosh.
Well, I guess you just got to sort of time it from when it starts to when they roll over and start smoking. I'm not really sure. I don't know. That's sort of the only piece of... Weirdly, that's the only piece of trivia that comes to my head.
That's dreadful. Thank you for sharing. What about you, welcome, Luke?
I can feel that thing that recently I heard something great and went like, remember that, and it's completely escaped me. A friend of mine always had a fear of spontaneous combustion. And so it was part of his fear of holding in farts that he thought if he did it too much, something might go wrong. But then Dr. Carl recently, I heard that no, it actually... If you're holding that in, it will get absorbed back through your intestine and come out, and you'll end up breathing it out. So that's just a bit of trivia recently. It's like, if you're holding your farts, you won't explode, but you'll cough it up. So,
disgusting.
Let them out. Exactly. Let them out, everyone. Better out the other end.
Thanks, guys, for sharing such disgusting, horrible pieces of trivia. Yeah. I'm sure my audiences are really appreciative of that.
Well, you've dug yourself into a hole here, mate, because you've announced us as your friends. So it's the company you keep.
It is the company you keep. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Luke Arnold and Lawrence Boxall. Shall we get stuck into the quiz?
Let's do some quizzing.
Now, it's not a competition. You don't have to buzz in. I won't even take points away for incorrect answers.
Oh, this is such a change from all those other quizzes we've ever done.
Yeah.
It is.
My anxiety is peaking. Like, I'm every muscle in my body is so tense, ready to buzz
in.
See, when
I'm quizmaster on the podcast, I'm quite a different character.
I'm a nice person.
Listeners might not know, we talked about it a bit when I was with Chris Ryan way back on one of these, is that the three of us all worked on Shakespeare in Love together, and at the 15-minute call, we would all get together and do the quiz. But it was a very competitive, cutthroat, everyone against each other, battle of wits.
Yeah.
And Johnny was ruthless in deducting points for any wrong answer, so most of us would end up on negative scores, but whoever had the highest score would get a free bow at the end of the show, which
right
confused
as the curtain
everyone.
Comes down, we'd all applaud as the winner of the quiz would step forward through the rest of the ensemble and take the final bow. It was coveted.
Yeah, highly unprofessional, but a lot of fun for us.
All right, anyway, here we go. All question right. number one. What is the nationality of the chef character in
Swedish.
The Muppet Show?
Oh, well done.
You knew. Wow.
There's an Adam Hills bit, isn't there, about the fact that in Sweden it's called the... Like, it's not called the Swedish chef, so they call him, like, that's maybe right. the Hungarian chef or the...
No, it actually is the Swedish...
Ah.
It's weird. In Sweden, it is the Swedish cook, they call him. But no, in Germany, instead of Swedish, they've made it Danish.
Oh.
I don't know why that... Like, that is a very small... division.
Yeah. You know, like, did they not want to insult the Swedes? Or did they want to really insult the Danes?
Can you imagine being in like the broadcasting station for that going, Swedish is not funny, but you know what is hilarious? Danish.
It's very funny. Yes, Jim Henson did the voice for the Swedish chef, but it was Frank Oz that did the hands.
The collaboration at its best.
Yeah, masterful.
Henson's my always first go-to in the, like, you know, if you could have a dinner party with people living or dead, he's just number one there.
Mm. Yeah, good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, question number two. What, starting with L, is the name for an operatic text?
Libretto?
Libretto is correct, yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Do you know where that comes from?
Italy.
It does. It does come from Italy. He's correct. Yeah, it's the diminutive form of the word for book, which is libro.
Of course.
So an opera's a little... You're right. Oh, it's a little book.
Because it's the little book
of the opera.
Yeah,
exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. So can we technically count like a pamphlet as a libretto?
If it's set to music and sung. Right, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, question number three. An oast house is designed for drying what as part of the brewing process? Oast, O-A-S-T. An oast house.
Was it going to be like hops or something?
It is hops or something.
Yeah. Hops slash barley?
Well, choose.
Oh, well, you didn't go for hops, so I'm going to go barley.
Well, no, it is hops.
Okay, I was about to go back and go like, he was, yeah. So there we go, hops.
Yes, it is hops. Yeah.
Great.
All right, question number four. Long Walk to Freedom is a 1994 autobiography of which activist and political leader?
Nelson Mandela.
Is the right answer.
When was it shot?
Well, it was written.
Oh, of course, written. So that's my mind just immediately jumped because they made a film of it that was happening that they'd done in South Africa just before I went over there to shoot Black Sails.
Oh, really?
So I think actually we took over. We kind of refitted some of the sets. I think we were on the set that they just done Long Walk to Freedom.
That would have been really weird if your schedules clashed and you've got, you know, Nelson Mandela leaving Robben Island and then you come in with your peg leg and your guns and everything.
the mashup that no one asked for. but yeah, so they just done, I guess, the film adaptation there just before we started shooting. So which is why I didn't even listen to the end of the question about Fork. I'm like, oh, movie.
Yeah, what was the movie? Yeah. Do you know who played Nelson Mandela in the film?
Well, that was Idris Elba, I think. Yeah.
It was Idris Elba, yeah. Very well done.
Didn't Nelson Mandela write it on toilet paper? Wasn't that how he wrote it? Because he wrote it in prison. Yeah. Didn't he write it? Did he write it on
something
toilet
like,
paper?
That sounds familiar. I popped over to Robben Island and it's a... I don't remember that exactly. That sounds about right, though.
It might be one of those things because what is it? What is it, the effect? It's like when people think that Nelson Mandela died on Robben Island, or
the Mandela effect.
Oh, it's the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just one of those things where a bunch of people, because I don't know where I heard it, or you know, it's the Berenstein Bears or the Bearstein Bears or something. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if he ever did write it on toilet paper or whether it came
He didn't
to
write
the
Berenstain Bears. That's, he didn't? That's right. No.
Oh, on was toilet it like paper. A sequel?
Not on toilet paper.
Yeah.
All right, question number 5. Where in the human body would you find the talus bone? T-A-L-U-S. It's got a multiple choice. Do you need the multiple choice?
No.
No?
Unless we do, Luke, do we?
Lawrence,
no, I've got
Lawrence
no ideas.
Confident.
I've got no idea, so I want to hear you, Lawrence.
T-A-L-U-S.
Correct.
Makes me think talon.
Mm-hmm.
But also where your tail is. But that, I think, is the coccyx, unless it's that little pointy bit at the end of the coccyx. But it does make me think talon or just because, you know, words in it.
So we're going to guess with finger?
Finger hand. My favorite part of the body.
The finger hand. Well, let me give you the multiple choice.
All right.
Yeah, and you tell me. Is it A, ankle, B, hand, or C, neck?
Ooh.
Let's go with hand then.
Let's commit. Let's commit to hand.
Commit to hand? Hand is incorrect.
Oh, Johnny, why?
I like your working out, but it's not right.
Was it one of them ankle? Was that one of them?
Ankle is the right answer.
Nice.
Because talons are like on the bird's feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
It's really where the word comes from.
Words are things, Johnny, you know.
I went, that makes talon. I've been in fantasy world too much that I go like talons. Oh, yeah, like talons on your hand. It's like, hang on. No, in our world, most things don't have talons on their hands. They have their feet, but it doesn't come from there anyway.
No, it doesn't come from that anyway. Dice were originally made from the talus bones or talus bones of hoofed animals, and it's the talus bone of sheep that are used for knuckle bones or jacks.
That's grim.
I feel like it's like, you know, in a car where you don't know what anything does until it breaks. I feel like that's kind of with your body as well. Like until you go in and see an x-ray of something, I don't really know anything in the body until you bust it up. Yeah.
You haven't broken your talus?
Nah, not yet. Yeah.
No. And you don't want to. It's apparently a very hard one to heal, because the blood flow is not particularly good to that bone. Mm. It generally takes a very long time to heal.
All right, PSA, everyone, protect your talus.
We should have talus breakage awareness month. For all sufferers. Yeah.
Perhaps we should. All right, we're going to take another little break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Luke Arnold and Lawrence Boxall. We're up to question number 6. In German, it's Kirsch. in Scots, Kirk. What is it in English?
Dirk.
No.
Dirk. So it's Kirsch?
K-I-R-C-H-E in German. Mm-hmm. In Scots, it's Kirk, K-I-R-K.
Oh, is it knife?
No, it is not knife.
What am I thinking? Oh, am I thinking of a
Dirk?
That would be a Dirk. That would be a Dirk, yeah.
Yeah, you're just making up your own questions and answers now. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give us what sort of family it belongs to?
Mm. Yes. It is architectural.
Oh, okay.
So it's a type of building.
Oh. What's your favourite building, Luke?
I thought you spoke German, Larry.
Yeah, no, you were whipping it out before.
You thought you spoke German.
Oh, no, he was doing an accent. Yeah, he was doing a German accent before.
I spent three years living in Germany, but that was when I was but a small boy. My limited German extends to Mein Luftkissen war Sorgest voller Eil, which I believe I'm probably saying wrong as well, which means my hovercraft is full of eels.
Has that come in handy?
You would be so surprised. It's got me out of one or two sticky situations, I can tell you.
Kirsch or Kirk?
Kirk. I mean, I can't even think of buildings right now. What are you like?
Churches.
Yeah, it's church.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say they're buildings, aren't they? Yeah.
They are buildings.
They are. Not my favourite. Not my favourite. But they're, they're quite pretty great.
Some of them have got lovely sconces. Love a sconce.
Okay. Do you know what a sconce is in Scots or German?
Das Sconce, I believe. But translation is rusty. It's been a while.
All right, question number 7. Who, last month, stepped down as head of the Australian Olympic Committee?
Ooh. It's at this point I want to point out the poster I have behind me that says, it's a PSA poster that says, "Just Say No to Sports," from the Anti-Sports Awareness Trust.
Each week there is at least one sports question.
Yeah.
And I'm always on with someone else who is not a big... Yeah, because you bring me on with other thespians. And actually, a lot of thespians do love sports, but I'm always with the ones like me.
Not the ones that
like
I
me.
Put with you.
No, sorry, exactly. No. Yeah. But even the moment you said, like, last month, I knew I wasn't going to get it. It's like, I'm not... Aren't we all in a moment?
We're not paying attention.
We're not taking in anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much madness to take in that, like, I'm going to have no idea.
Well, this man has been the... head of the Australian Olympic Committee for some time.
Okay.
So he's been in the job for quite a while. You would have, if you'd, I guess, paid any attention to
any kind of sports.
I have no idea.
I have no idea, and I don't mind that I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a lovely chap, but I have not been following his career.
Okay, let me give you a clue. His first name is...
Andrew?
My name.
Oh, okay. John.
Johnny.
Or Johnny. Yeah. Do we get a Johnny?
No, John.
Just John.
Sports administrators are not called Johnny. They're called John. And his surname is what you wear, what you wear to keep warm, I guess, out in the weather.
John Sweater, John Jumper.
John Ugg Boots.
John Jumper would have been a sportsman.
John Hoodie.
And it's the plural of this thing. Starts with C.
John Coates.
John Coates is the man's name.
Yeah, never would have got it.
Nah.
Good luck, John Coates, with your next endeavour. Wish you all the best. Thanks for your service.
He has stepped down as the head of the AOC.
Why did he step down? What happened?
In July 2021, Coates was criticised for an exchange he had with Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk at a press conference in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, right. I do vaguely remember that,
After Brisbane was announced as the winning host city of the 2032 Summer Olympics, Coates told the Premier to be present at the opening ceremony of the 2020 Summer Olympics, when she had previously declined the invitation to attend.
Ooh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when he was like, you gotta go, you gotta be there.
Yeah.
And
She's like, we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Read the room, dude.
You'd be a fool to miss it. or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's John Coates.
Well, all the best to you, John Coates.
Yep.
Okay, question number 8. Which radioactive element has the chemical symbol PO or P-O? And there's a bonus point for naming which country the PO is the longest river.
Well, it's radioactive
plutonium.
Not plutonium.
And not uranium.
Not uranium. No. No, plutonium. Plutonium is PU.
Ah, the old poo switch around. Yeah, I vividly remember crying in my year 10 chemistry test.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. I'd studied, so I was a good student, and I studied for so long, and I sat down, and just, like, everything left my mind.
Just blanked on it all.
Just absolutely blank. I just sobbed into my paper.
Oh, darling.
It's okay. Chemistry's stupid anyway. Who needs it?
Yeah. No sports, no chemistry.
No chemistry.
Can you get the bonus point? Do you know which country the Po runs through? It's the longest river in this country.
Egypt.
Say anything.
Is it?
No, Egypt would be famous for the Nile.
Nile. You'd think that'd be tough if they had a secretly longer river.
It could be like an underground one.
Yeah.
The Forbidden River.
And it's not Japan?
It's not Japan.
Mm. Is it a South American country?
It is not a South American country. It is a European country.
Oh, jeez. Oh. We're all over the shop.
Ooh. Estonia. No.
Not Estonia. It's what, like, you know, it's one of the big ones. One of the...
No.
One of your...
Is it one of your favourites, Johnny?
No, we're not back
it
to Germany.
It is one of my favourites, actually.
Okay. All right.
Favourite river or favourite place? Like, favourite country?
It's one of my favourite countries.
Let's bring
it back. Is certainly my favourite cuisine.
Oh, Danish.
Not my favourite pastry.
Oh, I see.
I should know this. What food does Johnny love? Johnny. You like a bit of Mexican, but I think...
Mexico's not in Europe.
No, I know. That's what I mean. It's like... Johnny's favourite cuisine. I love how... can we just do a Johnny quiz?
Yeah. This is, Johnny's favourite things. 10 favourite things. Is it Polish? Do you like Polish food, Johnny?
I don't dislike Polish food, but let me tell you this. The discoverer of polonium.
Is it polonium?
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. I just gave it away. Marie Curie discovered polonium, which is the chemical symbol PO. I can't believe I just gave that away.
All you got to do is get him talking for long enough and he'll eventually just slip out of him.
Yeah.
That's funny. I should have told you that the chemical symbol PO signifies the radioactive element that is named after Poland. Because Marie Curie discovered polonium and named it after the country of her birth.
Oh,
great, which has been nothing to do with the river, which
with
is...
Nothing to do with the river.
So French?
No, not French.
Oh, I think we're out of countries. I think that's all of Europe.
What is there?
Guys, in Europe.
Croatia.
No, because what would he... And we've done Italy, so it wouldn't be...
Have you done Italy?
We haven't said it now, but I thought... And you like Italian food. I just thought the Po River in Italy. Italy.
Yeah, there you go.
I meant Italy as in we'd mentioned it in this podcast already. I just felt like, you know... You know, that's all. I was just looking for, you know, I didn't want to retread old ground. But okay, Italy, great.
Yeah, Italy.
I've never heard of the Po River.
The Po River, well, it's the longest one in Italy.
Well, it's because the river is probably a bit overshadowed by all the sea around, you know, you're like, if you think of water around there, that's where you're hanging.
The Mediterranean,
So you go like, do you want to go to the river or you want to go to the Mediterranean? You're going, I think I'll go to the Mediterranean.
All right, question number 9. Which two actors play the leading roles in the 2007 film The Bucket List?
Oh,
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Still never seen it, but I feel like that was a real aeroplane movie for a while, I think. So I don't think I ever watched, like, I didn't watch it and listen to it, but I watched it with the sound off.
Yeah, on the back of someone else's seat.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I think even back when we all used to have to watch the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days?
Everyone craning out to look in the aisle a little bit.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was having this conversation just the other day, the idea that, you know, you've got these films that come out and you're like, I'm just going to wait for the next time I do a really long flight to watch that one.
I recently watched Dune.
Oh, yeah.
On a tiny little...
Oh, yeah. What it's made for, right? Yeah.
I'm sure Denis Villeneuve is just, like, thrilled to that
That's
concept.
Exactly how he wanted that film to be seen. In a kind of half-waking state I was... I'd already watched three other films and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I'll put on Dune.
I had shows like that too that I'd watch on planes. Mm-hmm. And then I realised, and you go like, oh, I'll do the next one. And then we stopped flying. And I was like Legion was one.
Yeah.
That
You've never finished
I did just a month ago. I was like, it popped up at Disney Plus and I was like, I'd better go watch that.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've just left it hanging and I might never, who knows if I'm ever going to fly again. I'd better see the end of that show.
Yeah. And we're up to the final question.
Ooh.
My gosh.
You've done very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What are we on?
It's been pretty good.
I don't keep score.
Oh, no, everyone always wins because Johnny breaks
always
it.
Wins.
Johnny turns the questions into what's Johnny's favourite food.
Indeed. All right, question number 10. Name the former SAS soldier who is suing The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times for defamation over articles that he says portray him as a war criminal.
Ooh.
Do you know this guy? You don't know this guy?
Nah.
It rings bells.
This is currently in front of the courts.
Yeah.
There is a defamation. I'm astounded.
You're astounded.
I am enthralled by this case.
Do you know the nonsense I fill my mind with, Johnny? Do you know what I do most? Like, I make up madness. And then have to read other made up stuff. Like, I can take little doses of the real world. And I know, I'm sure this is a big case. This is important. It's like, I dip my toe in. Yeah. And even this that I guess everyone's talking about, I have not gone that far.
This is extraordinary in that it is proving to be, and you know, obviously I don't want to get sued for defamation.
Yep.
But it is
allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Something of a massive own goal.
Yeah.
In that he has brought this defamation hearing to say, you said I'm a war criminal. And witness after witness has come to the stand and gone,
yeah.
So he's sort of proving himself to be a war criminal.
Oh, he has allegedly.
And is it allegedly him? Is it bringing in the whole system a bit more? Other people around him?
It certainly does not paint the SAS in a good light.
Is he British SAS or
no? No, he's Australian.
Australian,
and he is a massive human.
Yeah, he's a bit of a unit.
He's huge.
Is he got a double-barreled name? Is he one of them?
He does have a double-barreled surname.
And after all the good press SAS was getting out of bringing Merrick Watts and whoever else up, you know, that's been a show recently.
Is the show?
They'd have that whole programming where they tortured celebrities and broke them through, and now... Yeah.
Well, yes.
We're getting a peek behind the curtain.
This is all covering stuff that was happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
During the conflict there.
Oof.
He's
There's some heinous goings on that.
Well, of course.
Of which he's accused and
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Come on, Lawrence.
His initials.
Yes.
And and he's often just called this in the Twitter and in the media. He's often just referred to as BRS.
Oh, yes, yes. I think I've got it. It's Robert Smith, isn't it?
That's right.
Ben Robert Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. I could have got you there possibly by saying the lead singer of The Cure.
Yeah.
Which is
Robert Smith. Well, I think we actually got there in a more acceptable direct route than having to go down that road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben Robert Smith is the man's name. We're going to take one last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for coming on to the quiz. Hope you had a good time.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Time. Great
it
to
was
hang.
So nice to see you both and catch up again. And Larry, audiences can see you on Neighbours right now.
They sure can. I don't know on what days on a week I'm ever on in any given week, but I am on it, and I do things, and a lot of them are very nasty. But some of them are very nice.
Excellent. And Luke, your show, show that you were on a long time ago that you mentioned before, Black Sails,
has
just come onto Netflix.
In Australia, that has just hit Netflix in Australia, and so lots of new people are watching it and enjoying
it. Finally watch it. That it was on.
It's been on various things here, but a lot of people are finding it now, which is really great. So check out Black Sails if you haven't seen it yet.
And your third book in the Fetch Phillips series, One Foot in the Fade, is available in bookshops right now.
Yep, available bookshops, anywhere you get books. If it's not on the shelf, go ask for it, and I'm sure they'll get it in for you. But it's around. So excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Johnny.
Love you both.
Bye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to my guests this week, Luke Arnold and Lawrence Boxall. Lawrence was actually right. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the longest orgasm in mammals is that of the domestic pig. On average, its orgasm lasts 30 minutes, but the orgasm can last as long as 90 minutes. That's quite a long time. Thank you, as always, to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. My name's John Leary. And I'll have more questions for you same time next week.